This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Check it out. My favorite dude, I got to say this at the top, because, you know, we're just steeped in the politics of the switching out of what's happening in Washington, and next week is the inauguration and all that. But Russell Westbrook, for all you people listening in Oklahoma City, but just people that are fans of the NBA, 18 triple-doubles. Are you kidding? So in a game this week on Wednesday against the Grizzlies, he unloads, and the Thunder beat the Grizzlies 103-95. Sweet! I love when people set records. I know, you can say whatever you want about sports, but I honestly think it's the great release. And let's compare. What do you have? You have numbers in sports. You have numbers in politics, right? By the way, the Nail the Score game, Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys, coming up this weekend. It's a afternoon game. Packers and the Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers on a 6-win roll. Absolutely incredible. Not going to be a layoff for the Dallas Cowboys, but that was our Nail the Score game. Next week on Wednesday, we'll have another Nail the Score game, because we'll see everything that has shook out from all the games, because you have Seattle and the Falcons. You have the Texans and the Patriots. You have the Steelers and the Chiefs. All right, so speaking of scorecards, it is all about those Senate confirmation hearings. Let's face it, Rex Tillerson went through his. You have Mad Dog Mathis and Ben Carson doing the HUD hearing thing. I think the CIA pick is a big one because of the Russian hack and all the conversation over that. Trump saying it's not a hack, it's fake news, and then kind of switching there, talking about getting another intel report in the first 90 days when he's president. So that's the heavy questioning, of course, for Congressman Mike Pompeo, is what about the Russian hacking? And so what's interesting is Trump agreed on Wednesday for the first time, and I said this in the first hour, with the intelligence community's assessment that the Kremlin was behind the hacking. He said, I think it was Russia. So after he was blasting, you know, the intelligence community, CIA, etc., now he's saying, and he was tweeting, now he's saying, no, he's agreeing on that and then wanting to see more reports. So there you have it. And I guess probably what the deal there would be is he's now getting those reports, so he's reading the reports. So the information is clear. I mean, if they have clear-cut information, which, come on, the CIA, for whatever can be manipulated, that's not fake news. So now, with Trump saying, I think it was Russia, that's going to be interesting to see what happens to that relationship with Vladimir Putin, I think, as well, after, you know, he got to talk further with the current intelligence people. I think that made just a big, huge difference. All right, another couple of quick hits here that include, and I said this as well, Marco Rubio, I was talking about this the other day, is not going to say whether he's going to vote for Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State after the grilling that he took. And now Chuck Schumer is saying he's not going to back Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. That was in the New York Times. Schumer said in a statement he's not confident that the Alabama Republican would serve as an independent check on the incoming administration. So here's the thing. I get what he's saying. But if I'm the president and it's my nominee, who am I picking for attorney general? See, we go back to that whole thing of, can you really be unbiased? And the answer is, biases creep in, right? But I can't imagine that Jeff Sessions has any kind of trouble. I don't think any of these nominees do. This is what I've been talking about for weeks, and you certainly have been sending me emails about that. In fact, coming up in our next segment, we're going to go to the mailbag. Some of you talk about these hearings and, you know, what the hearings, what's going to come out of these hearings is just some thoughts on, I think, how they intend to run the various departments, but probably not much more than that. All right, I got to say this because I became a huge Star Wars fan. So, you know, we just had the latest Star Wars edition, if you will. And, you know, the death of Carrie Fisher, there's another Star Wars coming out, and she already filmed her part. But they're going to open in L.A. the George Lucas Museum. How cool is that? So if you're like a Star Wars geek and you have to go to the West Coast, this might be something to see. He had his personal art collection, right? And L.A. ended up beating out San Francisco to become the official site for what they're calling the $1 billion Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. And I guess it's pretty tricky because of the amount of stuff, frankly, that he's got. But they think that what's really cool is there's so many Star Wars fans. I mean, so many. And one of the statements they released about, because I'm wondering, okay, well, what's the promise? What's the outcome of this? What are you going to see? Are you going to see the collections? And you're going to see his art collection, Star Wars collectibles, photographs, historic paintings, all that kind of stuff. And supposedly Lucas, though, wants to focus on future visitors art with artwork that gives a narrative. So a little bit more than that. And one of the statements that they released, they say the museum could be open by May of 2020, that it's going to focus, what he says is the statement that came out, is going to focus on narrative art, and it's going to be, according to the LA mayor, he says it's going to be a dynamic museum community. It's surrounded by 100 elementary and high schools, one of the country's leading universities, and three other world-class museums. So he's saying there's so many, where they're putting it is in the middle of a heavily zoned area for schools, elementary schools, so young kids, high schools, and the college. I'm thinking, I wonder where that is, because they didn't specifically list it. And I'm thinking UCLA fits into that. USC may fit into that. I don't know. We'll get you the directions. We have a few years to do that because they haven't even broken ground yet. Let's put it that way. So you don't have to worry. We'll make sure that we get it to you. Okay. In the category of they said it, how about this? You know, Jeff Bezos, when he started Amazon, I think had a big, big vision, a bigger vision than one could imagine. In fact, it's so big, and people are so crazed about Amazon. Amazon's going to create, they say, more than, they just announced this, more than 100,000 full-time jobs in 18 months. How huge is that? He talks about innovation and saying that that's a guiding principle, and it's created all these jobs, that they're not just in Seattle, they're in customer service fulfillment centers and other facilities they have in other communities. And it's funny, I saw my first fulfillment center when I was driving to the airport in Dallas, because, you know, we're broadcasting from our plush studios in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, America. And I could, the trucks were all lined up. I mean, it looked to me like there was like 80 trucks, and rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, they were moving through the line, because so many people order from Amazon, it's just exploding. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to you because we're going to check the mailbag.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hey, once again, I am so impressed by the amount of email that we receive from you, and that tall guy in the back. Absolutely blows me away every single time that I check the mail, and so not disappointed this time around. I want to dive right into the mailbag and waste no time. Let's go to a one that elicited a huge response, and that was Rex Tillerson in the Senate confirmation hearings. This one is from Joe. I'm going to just kind of mix them all in. We got one from Joe, from John, and from Jake, the three J's. I put them together. There used to be the three J's that played for the Dallas Mavericks. It made me think about that. And all of your questions centered around Tillerson and whether he would be confirmed or not because of, I think I did this. I did this on the previous show. I went through everything that they talked about with Tillerson and what they, you know, again, the obvious things that would be asked of a state, to somebody who's going to be the Secretary of State, somebody who's going to run the State Department. And some of you felt like Tillerson might, all three, the three J's, that Tillerson might have a tough time. And, you know, I went through the Tillerson transcript, and really his biggest bump was, or the person who was bumping him the most and says he's not going to commit to voting for him. He hasn't said either way, but Marco Rubio was the guy who hit him up. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, went after him probably the most. And there was some others that had easy breezy hearings, but it's certainly not Tillerson. So you asked this question. You all three asked this question, what I thought would happen. I think he gets confirmed. But Rubio asked Tillerson is Vladimir Putin, a war criminal. And Tillerson said, he kind of took an assertive stance, but Rubio challenged him to talk about Aleppo and Syria, etc., and he wouldn't do it. He said, is Vladimir Putin a war criminal? And Tillerson said, I wouldn't use that term. And then Rubio outlined a list of Russian offenses in Syria and said he hoped Tillerson might adjust his answer. And Tillerson said, those are very, very serious charges to make, and I want to have much more information. And then he said, the videos, the pictures are there. It shouldn't be hard to say that Vladimir Putin's military has conducted war crimes in Aleppo. And, of course, Tillerson didn't say anything. And Rubio said, I find it discouraging your inability to cite that. And, there's kind of a back and forth there. So, obviously, Rubio was the thorn in the side probably the most in that hearing. However, it's not, again, if you look at the numbers, whatever is said in that hearing is fine, but it's not going to change, I think, ExxonMobil's CEO, Tillerson, from getting, put in that position because they have the numbers. The numbers, I'll say it again, the numbers are there. And if they're there, it is strictly, coming up next we have We Can Count, and if the numbers are there, that's how it is. You have to go by that. And I think in all cases, I'm saying this now for the 1 millionth time, I sound like a broken record where I'm repeating myself, but it's all about numbers, and they got the numbers, baby. And that's it. So regardless, unless there's something unbelievable in someone's closet, something that comes out, something they did, somebody they hired, something that you can tie to whomever it is, it's pretty much, it's pretty much a layup. All right, so let's move from that to another couple of quick ones. I really pontificated on that, so I want to get some more in. All right, how about this? This one's from Nancy. Kate, I know that you lived in Spain, and you talked about Spain. I remember hearing this one time, you talked about the food that they eat in Spain and how it was so different. And I specifically remember you saying something about Nutella, that was like kind of their jam, and they spread it on everything. Did you hear the story about Nutella is having to defend itself on claims of the oil causing cancer, perhaps? I did see that story, and I mean, it's explosive for them because now Nutella has become big in the United States. Here's what they're saying. They're saying that a key ingredient in the hazelnut and chocolate spread, which is what it is, could cause cancer. It's the palm oil, but what is in the palm oil, they say, would seriously alter Nutella without, they'd have some substitute, and if they substitute it, it wouldn't taste the same. The food maker is an Italian food company, Ferrero, and they launched an advertising campaign in Italy that's really tried to assure the consumers that the palm oil used in Nutella is safe to eat. So it's okay to eat it. And saying that what I just said, that making it with something else would not taste the same. So they're hesitant to phase out that oil because, you know why? It's the cheapest vegetable oil on the market, let's face it. And there's been some blowback to producing that, coming up with that anyway, with how they're clearing so many areas of where the palm oil is produced. So we'll see. I mean, listen, it's all about whether consumers are going to continue to buy it or consumers look at that report, are freaked out about it. And, of course, there's this whole thing about the product being harmful to the rainforest. So if the European Food Safety Authority, which warned that the contaminants in the palm oil raise these concerns about major cancer concerns because of fatty acid or GE, then probably there may be people that decide they're not going to eat Nutella. And since it's primarily, I mean, it's here in the United States. I've seen it all over the shelves now. It's really grown in popularity. But it is absolutely, that's a great question, Nancy. It's absolutely a staple in European countries. When I lived in Spain, every day that was on the table to put on the toast every single day. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Thomas, who says, Kate, did any of the nominees for any of the positions in Trump's cabinet surprise you? Well, I would say they were, I mean, that's a loaded question in a sense, only because, of course, they all surprised me. I wouldn't have known who was on Trump's list, because to me, we kept hearing the obvious people around him. His son-in-law was going to have a role. We knew the people that helped him get elected were going to have a role. I could not have told you that Rex Tillerson was on a list to be Secretary of State. We heard everybody but Rex Tillerson, right? Same thing with Attorney General. I wouldn't have known Jeff Sessions because Chris Christie pushed for Chris Christie. I mean, like a year ago, there was conversations about that, honestly. And also Rudy Giuliani, who, by the way, apparently is going to still have some role in with Donald Trump. He's going to be a cybersecurity advisor, which, I mean, that might be the best slot for him. I mean, Giuliani's a longtime supporter of Donald Trump's. So he's saying, Donald Trump is saying that he found this slot for him, that he'll be an advisor on cybersecurity issues and a liaison to private industry. So specifically, the quote was, he'll be sharing his expertise and insight as a trusted friend concerning private sector cyber security problems and emerging solutions in developing the private sector. That was the statement that was released. And then they added this on the statement that it's a rapidly evolving field because of intrusions and solutions, and it was critically important to get timely information from all sources. So maybe that makes sense. You thought Giuliani was going to be the Secretary of State. I mean, so now he goes from that to this role, but with what his company is doing, he's been a private security consultant in the last couple of years. That's an easy one to believe, because that's what he does and that's what his partners do. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, I mentioned the numbers. We can count on the flip side.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As far as the numbers are concerned, let's jump into this version of We Can Count. Here's a big one for you. People in San Diego no longer going to have their football team. The Chargers announced they're moving to L.A. Ooh, they're going to play games at the 30,000-seat MLS stadium. They say that they just informed the NFL that they're moving. They better put a better product out there. So as part of their relocation plan, they've agreed to play at the StubHub Center in Carson for the next two seasons before they move into their new home in Inglewood with the Rams. So that debate over Stan Kroenke moving his team, the Rams, to Los Angeles, building this new football stadium, and who was going to be the inhabitants. It was either going to be the Raiders, possibly, or the Chargers. That question is now over. So Chargers owner Dean Spanos notified the NFL commissioner Goodell and some other NFL owners of the intent to leave San Diego for L.A. The new $2.6 billion stadium in Inglewood isn't going to open until 2019, but to avoid staying in San Diego, which they would be a lame duck, which is true, the team said they're going to move to the L.A. market and start building their fan base there because that's what they're going to have to do. You know, diehard Charger fans will drive up the road, I believe, or it's 115 miles. So it's not close, but it, I think if you're a diehard fan, it's not that far. Some of them will do it. The Chargers have been in San Diego since 1961. 1961. Crazy, huh? All right, let's jump to some more numbers. Here's another number for you. The first images have been released of Joseph Fiennes as the Michael Jackson. And it's crazy. It's a Joseph Fiennes as Michael Jackson comedy. And the internet pumped out these pictures all over the place. And it's the first trailer for the UK show Urban Myths. So he's heavily, he's got prosthetics, of course. And he doesn't really look like Jackson, I have to say. So there's a bunch of actors playing people from Bob Dylan to others, and it's like a tongue-in-cheek kind of deal. In the Fiennes episode, it's Elizabeth and Michael and Marlon, and it's the trio of Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, and Marlon Brando as they get out of post 9/11 New York to Boston to rent a car together. And here's your number. It's a 30-minute long clip, and it has a cameo from the late Carrie Fisher as a diner burger flipper, you know, in the middle of this. And I actually looked at it, and the Elizabeth Taylor is pretty good, but I agree. Joseph Fiennes does not look like Michael Jackson. But again, this is a spoof and it's a comedy, and maybe it did what it was supposed to do because people are talking about it. And here I am on We Can Count when we're talking about numbers, and I'm mentioning the story for a 30-minute feature. All right, how about this one? McDonald's next to the Vatican is going to give away free meals to the homeless. Yes, the Golden Arches. So check this out. McDonald's that is opening, it's right there, right, you can see it. You can see St. Peter's Basilica, if any of you have been there, but you can see pictures of it all over the place. They say they're going to offer these free meals to people who are homeless. They're kind of trying to diffuse controversy over their move, and I believe. And they're working with the Archbishop, who does charity on behalf of the Pope, to provide 1,000 free lunches to the homeless people who live in that area around the Vatican. Every Monday they're going to do it. So it's not just a one-off. They're going to do it every Monday starting next week. Wow. Now, see, the Pope called for shelters to remain open 24 hours a day, asked that sleeping bags, and they were saying that sleeping bags and Vatican cars could be provided for people who didn't want to sleep. So that's a pretty big deal that they're doing that. That was a big concern of the Pope's, and that's like top on his agenda, if you will, for the people who are living, obviously, poverty-stricken in his, you know, in his area. All right, let's move to another one. How about this stuff with, that I just was just reading this, in fact. How about this stuff that's going on with Kim Kardashian? Apparently, Kim Kardashian, you know, remember there was the whole thing with the jewelry ripoff and the captors. Remember, she was captured. The alleged captors revealed some details, and the four suspects have been freed as she's traveling to Dubai. So on Wednesday night, the French police released four more suspects in that robbery. They're holding on to one of them, a 27-year-old who is the brother of the chauffeur she used while she was in Paris, in addition to nine other people who would have been involved in this. And they're focusing on the theory that back in October, the $10 million of jewelry that was heisted was an inside job. As the suspects left custody on Wednesday night, Kardashian announced through Instagram that she's en route to Dubai to headline a masterclass by her makeup artist. And it's the first overseas trip and public appearance since that robbery. And then also, by the way, the hospitalization of her husband, Kanye West, who they both were, I guess, on Instagram last week saying everything was okay. It is kind of scary, though, isn't it? Figures where they're tying this, it's not a definite, but where they're tying it to the chauffeur, because they would have inside knowledge, you know, as to what her whereabouts were and what was, you know, what was going on. All right, I got to put this one out to you in this game of numbers. I saw the cutest picture the other day of the Queen's Guards actually breaking their formation for a little boy for his fourth birthday. Of this four-year-old got to go to see the changing of the guard ceremony outside of Windsor Castle. And the little boy had a replica uniform. Oh, it was so cute. They never, ever do that. But they did it in the case of this kid. And who knows, it's like it's one of those pictures that you can't even describe, but just absolutely adorable. Absolutely adorable. All right, so let's move on to a couple of other quick hits here in the numbers game, because that's what we're doing. We can count. And this number is a sad number, but we have to remember that we're still fighting in Afghanistan. And a new report was released that the U.S. troops acted in self-defense when they opened fire on homes in Afghanistan in a battle that killed 33 civilians. 27 were wounded in that incident, too, in a place called Bose in the North Country, which happened in the beginning of November. So two American soldiers, three Afghan army commandos were also killed in that battle. The military said Thursday that Afghan forces supported by U.S. troops entered the village and were fired on by Taliban fighters from a number of civilian buildings. They said that the troops returned fire and requested aerial support from, you know, the aircraft that was there. So, yeah, go figure, huh? And that just came out because they've been all over this now for obviously more than a month. Well, 2 months. It would be 2 months because here we are into 2017. All right, let's jump into yet another story here. And remember, if you just tuned in, it's all about numbers. And I just saw this number. I think I was reading USA Today, and they were talking about 10 people profited $8.9 billion from a Trump rally. And so what does that mean? I saw that number, and I was like, what? And here's what the number is. And the headline said something interesting. It said Warren Buffett might have voted with his heart for Clinton, but his wallet is profiting from Donald Trump, because Buffett is one of 10 investors and executives, along with the former CEO of Wells Fargo, John Stumpf, and a large owner of Apple stock, and the widow of Steve Jobs, Lauren Jobs, who hauled in this money on shares they own. They did an analysis of data from the S&P Global Market Intelligence, and how do we arrive at that number is what you care about, what I care about, and I just wanted to tell you the source. And they are the largest individual holders of stocks in the Standard & Poor's 1500 that generated the most wealth since the November 8th election. So that's a large gain, and a reminder, of course, to the value of being an investor, even when the masses sit out, because when you have a chunk of money, you can generate more, obviously, you have more money to put in the market, and you can generate more market. So the stock market has generated about $1.5 trillion in paper wealth since the election, but nearly half of Americans most likely missed out because only 52% of Americans were invested in the market, according to a Gallup poll. And so that's, you know, most people weren't on board for the train ride, and especially the amount of money that we're talking about. So like Berkshire's $37 billion market value gain, that's huge. J.P. Morgan has been the biggest single performing bank stock since the election, $59 billion in market value. So you understand where all these numbers are coming from. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight. Was it just a number?
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. We've got Terry Kohler with us. He's the president and CEO of the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of the game of golf. I had the chance to play in the LPGA's exciting day of I think she can play golf. I know if we put her with a couple of pros, she'll do well. And I think that's the kind of day I had in their pro-am. It was so much fun. And, of course, I was at all the big tournaments in Dallas, and I go beyond that, too. So golf equipment is such an interesting thing because I think it's so personal. It is the it's what you slay the game with, as I like to say. Terry, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a very exciting adventure we're on to resurrect this very vaunted 60-year-old brand that Mr. Hogan built. So it's quite an honor and an obligation, and it's just an exciting thing we're doing.
Yeah, so tell us about that. How did this happen? How did you get involved with the Ben Hogan Company and, as you say, to really put it on the map again?
Well, my roots with Mr. Hogan go way back to my childhood. My father had played golf with Mr. Hogan before the war, and had a few encounters, I think, and with Mr. Hogan during the war. They were both in the Army Air Corps, and so I grew up with Mr. Hogan's books and his teachings and his philosophies pounded into me by my dad. I started my golf industry career in 1980, and in the mid-90s found myself as director of marketing at Ben Hogan. That was kind of my dream job. But the company had been uprooted from Fort Worth and moved to Virginia, and it just was not the real Ben Hogan Company, and it really fell into some hard times and mismanagement and misappropriation of what the values here that Mr. Hogan had left everybody. And I had gone off down another path and had created a small wedge company out of South Texas. And we had seen where the Ben Hogan brand had been sold to apparel company Perry Ellis. And I had got 100, 120 years of Ben Hogan experience on my team by then and people that worked with Mr. Hogan. And so we all sat around and said, why wouldn't we go resurrect the Ben Hogan brand? So we reached out to Perry Ellis and had a conversation, and that led to extended dialogue. And that led to an agreement for us to be have the worldwide rights to bring the Ben Hogan brand back to the golf equipment industry. And we launched in January, and it has been a whirlwind ride.
So when you launching in January, what do you do to get the word out? I mean, obviously we know marketing, but and you have connections and you've been in the golf industry, but how do you really try to put the seeds out there? Hey, we're back. We're back where we originally started. We're back in Ben's backyard. How do you do that?
Well, you know, this is a business program, right? And so, you know, what we looked at is the first thing we have to do is realize we've got a 60-year-old brand, but we're a startup company, you know, this, with the pains and the growing challenges of, you know, new systems and new structure and new staff. And we've gone from 4 people to over 40 in less than a year. And, you know, that takes some settling in time. But we've been very blessed by the golf media, and business media has covered us very extensively. While we build our infrastructure, and I like to call it the exoskeleton of the field organization and network of stores that stock the product. So we've been very, very blessed by a lot of interest. The Ben Hogan brand is so well known and revered in our industry. We have been kind of one of the big stories of the industry. So as we mature into the coming season, we'll begin to augment that with, you know, more advertising and an enhanced public relations effort. We do a lot of online digital engagement with golfers to take them through a process that we call Hogan Fit, which is a personal bag mapping analysis, and it helps golfers understand what the makeup of their toolbox is, as I like to say. But we have a field organization that's out there telling the story every day to the retail accounts and golf professionals, and very grassroots, very very much blocking and tackling at this early stage of our development.
So as you continue to develop, will you eventually go after or get some golfers to endorse? Because isn't that part of what you do with golf equipment now?
Well, you know, the professional golfer endorsement arena is expensive, and it's changing a lot. What we're learning, we have a lot of tour players have come to us, and, you know, they say, hey, Hogan always had a great reputation. I'd like to try your products. And a lot of golfers can play whatever they want to play. You know, they may have, an endorsement deal on a driver or maybe a golf ball. But a lot of golfers can play whatever kind of wedges and irons they want to play, and we already have some in play. We have a set of Hogan wedges in play at the Solheim Cup this week, and with a golfer who we can't name, but you know, we're starting to make inroads at these highest levels based on product performance, because that's really what it's all about. Our philosophy is build great golf clubs that really do what we say they do, and let them do the talking. And I think eventually next year, the year after, we'll probably have a number of players on the tour playing our golf clubs simply because of the quality. As far as the single endorser, you know, we've got Ben Hogan, and there doesn't come any better endorser than that. And his family, you know, heirs are involved with us, and the Ben Hogan Foundation is involved with us. And I can't tell you how gratifying it is to have people who knew Mr. Hogan and knew the company write us and tell us that they believe Mr. Hogan would be proud of what we're doing. And that's kind of the ultimate payoff. If we can do work that he would have been proud of, well, then pretty much everything else will take care of itself, we think.
Yeah, you mentioned at the top that your father had played golf with him. What was that like? Because he would have, the round that he played with him, or a couple of rounds, would have been back in the early days. And what an incredible reputation, certainly, he had as just an amazing guy to get a chance to do a round with.
Well, you know, this was, and my dad passed away when I was young, but I remember the story, and it was before World War II broke out, and so Mr. Hogan had not won his first tournament yet. He was a struggling rabbit out there. Of course, there was not much money on professional golf. You played for, really, it was about testing yourself against the best in the world rather than how much money you could make doing it. But the, The circumstance was my father and my uncle, Dr. Kirkham in Houston, somehow managed to be invited to play an exhibition with Mr. Hogan and another journeyman tour player named Jug McSpadden. And so I grew up with that story and those pictures, and that led my dad to be an ardent fan of Mr. Hogan's. And apparently they had an encounter after the war, because I grew up with an autographed copy of Mr. Hogan's 1949 book, Power Golf, that he wrote a real nice little missive in the inside cover to my father. And so I don't know the circumstances of that. I guess by the time I realized I really want to know all these stories, my dad had passed. And so a lot of that I'll just never know. I grew up with all of Mr. Hogan's teachings and the secrets in the dirt. And, you know, if you outwork the best, you'll become the best. And nothing wrong with your game, another 5,000 practice balls and won't fix. And that's that kind of thing.
That's so that true. I love that.
And a big part of it, one of my favorite quotes of Mr. Hogan's was, and even God, there's so many of them, but one of my favorites, and my dad pounded this to me and my brother as kids, and that is, hard work never bothered me like it bothers most people. If you outwork the best, you'll become the best. And I think that's a mantra for business. That's a mantra for life. You know, just if hard work scares you, you're in the wrong business, particularly as an entrepreneur.
Boy, is that so well said. We're speaking with Terry Kohler, President and CEO of the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. Do you have a favorite club? Is there a club that you just, ooh, I love this club? I mean, there's so many to pick from. But if I'm asking you to pick one, do you have a favorite?
You know, I guess categorically, no. I like driving the golf ball, and I guess I'm a little cat out of the bag. I'm experimenting with a prototype driver, or something we'll have probably in a year. We've really done a lot of testing. It's very different, but I just enjoy the game of golf. The challenge of striking a golf ball properly has always been appealing to me. I was always what we call a range rat. I was always on the range hitting golf balls, and I love the feeling of striking a golf ball and seeing it fly the way you pictured it. You know, but I guess I'm fortunate. My least favorite club is probably the putter, because as I get older, it's shakier, more trouble. you know, I've always been, I love the feel of a well-struck golf shot. It doesn't matter to me whether it's a driver or a fairway wood or a long iron or middle iron or short iron or, you know, a short wedge shot that you stick close to the hole. I love the challenge of this game. And, you know, it's a very hard game. Your listeners that play golf know that. But from the people we talk to, that's really the number one appeal of this game, is it is hard. Not everybody can master this, and nobody ever gets it to a point, you know, not Tiger Woods, not Jordan Spieth. Nobody has ever gotten to a point where they've really commanded golf. I guess probably Ben Hogan came as close as there ever was to just having complete command of the golf ball for as long as he wanted to, you know, until his health, you know, failed.
Boy, isn't that true. Well, continued success. Good luck with the company. And I think it's really, really cool. I love the story of bringing it back to life, the great Ben Hogan. I've read all those same books, and it's really, really neat. Terry Kay, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Let me know if you ever want to come in. We'll talk more golf.
I love it. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Kay.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.